John Kasich, Donald Trump's last remaining challenger for the Republican Party presidential nomination, is expected to pull out of the race this morning. Kasich has cancelled planned events. He'll make an announcement at 9 o'clock this morning, New Zealand time.
Well, Ted Cruz pulled out yesterday, and that leaves the road pretty clear for Donald Trump. CNN's Wolf Blitzer was talking to Donald Trump when the news broke.
As we're speaking, I know you're very happy that Ted Cruz has dropped out. CNN has confirmed John Kasich, the Ohio governor, he's dropping out as well. You're the only one left right now.
That's good. That's good. You're just telling me this for the first time about John, and that's good. I think John's doing the right thing.
Do you think the general election campaign has already started, you versus Hillary Clinton, that for all practical purposes, Bernie Sanders is out?
Well, I think what has happened, it has been a little flip, and I'm even surprised by it. I thought that I'd be going longer, and she'd be going shorter. She can't put it away. That's like a football team. They can't get the ball over the line. I put it away. She can't put it away. So I thought that I'd be out there, and she'd be campaigning against me. I didn't realize. So, yeah, I'll be campaigning against her while she's campaigning.
So the general election campaign, from your perspective, starts today.
Essentially, it started. I mean, yeah.
Let's go live now to Washington and our correspondent Simon Marks. Hi there, Simon. So a bit of a turnaround here for John Kasich. He's gone. Can anything now stop Trump?
No, absolutely nothing at this point, Susie. It is over. This is the first day of the general election of the national campaign between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And this has been one of those 24-hour periods in American politics. They don't happen very often when things just start moving at an extraordinary pace. First, you had Ted Cruz suddenly throwing in the towel last night after his loss in Indiana to Donald Trump. Now John Kasich bowing to the inevitable, saying he's getting out of the race. That leaves Donald Trump, the lone Republican seeking the party's presidential nomination, which means, of course, that he will be the party's presidential candidate. Its chairman, Reince Priebus, raced to television studios in New York first thing this morning to tell everybody that now is the time for Republicans to rally around Donald Trump. And the New York Times, just in the last few minutes, has published an interview that it conducted with Donald Trump last weekend, in which he lays out his plans for his first 100 days in office. He plans a charm offensive, the newspaper reports, to start building a government based on relationships. He's planning to invite Republican leaders for talks at his golf course, golf resort down in Florida, where they will apparently be treated to dinners featuring 2-pound lobsters. Even the size of the lobster is discussed in this 100-day plan. By the end of his first 100 days as the nation's 45th leader, the newspaper reports, the wall with Mexico would be designed, the immigration ban on Muslims will be in place, the audit of the Federal Reserve would be underway, and plans to repeal the Affordable Care Act, known here as Obamacare, would be in motion. So he's gearing up for the presidency.
And as for the Republican Party, is it likely that people will be able to now get behind him in the way that he wants?
Look, every time, every 4 years, there's a series of primary contests for one party or the other. An enormous amount of blood is left on the carpet. Bad blood always exists between candidates and is slowly mopped up during the course of the following months as the campaign goes national. But the reality this time round is I think we've just witnessed something seismically different within the Republican Party. They have torn themselves to pieces. And you've got senior Republican figures, men like Senator John McCain, former a presidential contender, of course, who say they will not endorse Donald Trump for the presidency. They say they won't even attend the Republican Party's convention because they want no part in the coronation of Donald Trump as the party's standard bearer. It's very difficult to see from here how by mid-October many of those core established Republican figures have rallied around Donald Trump. It's going to be very difficult for him to accomplish that.
And you're hearing there in that cut from CNN just before I started talking to you, Simon, about how the general campaign essentially starts now. How is it going to be that Donald Trump stands up against whoever the likely Democrat candidate is? Many people, of course, picking Hillary Clinton.
Well, I think it is going to be Hillary Clinton, although Bernie Sanders won for himself a very handy victory in Indiana over her last night. And you could hear Donald Trump there almost mocking her and saying that she can't seal the deal. But she is ultimately, I think, going to be the Democratic Party's candidate. You know, Donald Trump's got a big decision to make now. Does he start adopting a more presidential tone? You heard it in that interview with Wolf Blitzer. We saw it last night after he declared victory in Indiana. Or is his more natural reflex to get down in the dirt again and to fight Hillary Clinton in the same way as he fought Ted Cruz and the other Republicans who were challenging him for the Republican presidential nomination? You know, the one thing that I think we know now is that Donald Trump doesn't particularly want to get engaged in a substantive policy debate. And that would suggest that he's going to want to try and stay fighting this election in a very rough way, using perhaps some of the violent language and rhetoric that he's used on the campaign trail up until now. But, you know, we've got months and months of this to watch, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you very much. Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.